Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the May 29th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules, and welcome to all of our wonderful volunteers for various boards and commissions and their supporters. And just to, my name is Diane Rosenbaum. I'm the chair of the Rules Committee, joined by our other members. The vice chair is Senator Ted Farrioli, and members Senator Lee Beyer and Senator Bruce Starr. And if you haven't seen an executive appointments hearing before, you're in for a real treat, because this is a chance to see some of the most diverse, talented people in Oregon get up and tell us a little bit about who they are and why they want to serve on the particular board or commission or position to which the governor has appointed you. So we ask you to come forward, usually in a group if there's more than one person for the same board, and then if you just will say your name, tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve in this position, and try to do that fairly briefly. And then if the members of the committee have any questions for you, we'll ask those. And then at the end of today's hearing, we'll be acting as a group on all of your appointments, so don't worry if you don't hear us voting on you right when you're up here. I assure you we will do it by the end of the day today. So without further ado, I will start by opening a public hearing on the appointment of James Totten to the Electrical and Elevator Board. If you'd like to come forward, and to go first and have
sure
a seat.
I can add to your welcoming remarks. There's no extra credit for staying to the end of the meeting.
Although actually at our last hearing, almost everybody did.
I wondered
hang
about
in there.
That. Yeah.
So you are not required to stay here, but you are certainly very welcome to do so. So
thank
good morning.
You. Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name's James Totten. I'm nominee to the Electrical and Elevator Board. I've representing Building Owners and Managers Association. I've had over 30 years experience in facilities management, and feel that my experience and skill sets will enable me to help advocate for safe, reasonable, responsible code. Is that brief enough?
Yes, that was great. Great. Did we have any questions for Mr. Totten? Okay, great. You got us off to a great start, and thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Lisa Cruzes to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. She's going to be joining us by phone. Is this Dr. Cruz or Cruzes?
Good morning.
Cruzes. Great. Good morning, Dr. Cruzes. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. If you'd like to just tell us very briefly a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Farrioli, Senators Burdick, Beyer, and Starr. My name is Dr. Lisa Cruzes. I'm deeply honored to be nominated for a position on the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners. It's the mission of the OBCE to ensure the protection of the public, something I truly believe in. I understand this is a position that requires not just my time, but also a deep commitment to maintaining the professionalism of the practice of chiropractic. I recognize people in our state who practice chiropractic are part of a diverse community, and I believe I will be able to conduct myself in a fair and unbiased manner. I am a chiropractor, and I have a private practice just outside of Tigard in the west side of Portland, Oregon. I have been practicing since 2007, and I'm deeply honored to have this nomination.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being willing to take on this position in addition to what I'm sure is a very busy professional duties. Did we have any questions for Dr. Cruzes? Okay, it looks like you have answered all of our questions. So as I said at the beginning, if you were listening, we'll be acting on your appointment and all the others as a group at the close of today's hearing. So thank you very much for joining us, and we'll let you get back to work.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Farrioli, Senators Burdick, Beyer, and Starr. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Great. Thanks again. Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Rauji Guti to the Sustainability Board. He also is joining us by phone. Is this Dr. Guti?
Yes, this is.
Good morning, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, the chair, and I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Sustainability Board. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve, that would be great.
Thank you so much, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, and thank you also for allowing me to handle this by telephone conference this morning. I've had a long career
and,
sorry to interrupt you,
but if you could just say your full name for the record and then start in again, that would be great.
All right. My full name is Raji Stanis Goti.
Great.
I have been working in natural resource management and the management of the sustainable management of ecosystems for my entire career. I have a background with the United States Forest Service as a professional forester and range conservationist. I have, for the past 15 years, been the owner and manager of a private forest land parcel in the Blue Mountains of Eastern Oregon that is now an American Tree Farm System certified tree farm. I hold a doctorate in environmental and natural resource sciences. I work on a variety of different boards and committees at the local, state, national, and international level. I've had a long-standing interest in the question of sustainability, so I do believe that I have some qualifications that are relevant to the Sustainability Board. More specifically, though, I believe that sustainability requires some personal level of understanding and engagement on the part of virtually every individual. And I think the Sustainability Board can be, is, and can be even more effective in encouraging that really personalized individual level of understanding. And I would be honored to help them further that work.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being willing to take this assignment on. And did we have any questions for Dr. Goti? Okay, it looks like you've answered all of our questions, so thank you again, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Great. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Patricia Boquist, Devin Salinas to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, and I believe one of them will be joining us by phone and one in person. Please come forward. Good morning. Is this Patricia Boquist?
Bjorquist.
Good morning. We are joined in person by the other appointee to the Board of Psychologist Examiners. So we're going to hear from him first, and then if you could introduce yourself, say your name, and tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve, that would be great. So just
all right.
Bear with us for a minute, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Name is Devin Salinas, and I'm nominee for the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. A public member, so I'm non-practicing in the mental health care field. I actually work as a financial advisor. But my interest in being involved in this board is quite simply to help serve my community. I'm not a native to Oregon, but I've been here about 7 years, and look at this as a great way to get involved and really help members of our community. I think that mental health care is something that is absolutely essential to making sure that folks are able to be productive members of society. If I am given the opportunity to be on this board, it would be my objective to make sure that care is continued to be administered in a very professional, respectful, and client-oriented manner.
Great. Thank you for your willingness to take this on. And Ms. Bjorquist, if you'd like to go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Patricia Bjorquist, and I'm from Salem, Oregon, District 10. I appreciate the chance to speak to you this morning as a nominee for the Oregon Board of Psychologist Examiners. As you can see from my vita, I am a practicing psychologist. I came to Oregon right out of my doctoral program, worked 6 years in the counseling center at Lamb University, and then went into private practice. and that's where my profession has been focused for the last 25 years. My involvement professionally has been largely with APA and OPA. I served on the OPA Board of Directors, and that included some liaison work between OPA and OBPE. But like most of my colleagues, my main experience, direct experience with OBPE, has been my own licensure. On those occasions when I served as an examiner for license applicants, or there were a couple of occasions when I had clients who were interacting with the board. So while I've had experience with the board, there's a lot I don't know about how the board operates, but I feel like what I bring is 31 years of experience as a practicing psychologist, perspective on where the profession has been, perhaps where it's headed, and a commitment to the highest ideals for the future practice of psychology in Oregon. So I appreciate the opportunity to be a nominee to the board, and again, I appreciate the chance to address you this morning.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking on this important assignment, both of you. Did we have any questions for these good folks? Mm-hmm. Okay, it looks like we don't have any questions for either of you, so thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of William Kisselberg to the Building Code Structures Board, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Rosenbaum, Chair and Senators. My name is William Kisselberg and I work for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I am also a trustee and a delegate for the Salem Building Trades. I am here for the appointment to the Building Code Structures Board. I am very interested and want to be a part of the decisions in the protections and applications of our building codes. With 29 years experience as an electrician and 4 years as a representative of our trade, I feel that I can contribute in a productive and helpful manner. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. That's what we like, short and sweet. Any questions for Mr. Kisselberg?
No.
Okay, thanks again. And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Julie Gray to the Commission on Black Affairs, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
Because it heats cold water. It's like.
Thank you very much, great. Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Julie Grace Gray. I'm a nonprofit program evaluation specialist and also a small business owner in Southern Oregon. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to work with the Commission on Black Affairs.
Great. Okay, did we have any questions for this appointee? Okay, well, thanks again for your willingness to serve on this important commission. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Fred Warner to the Oregon Business Development Commission, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. If you could start by saying your name, tell us a little about your background, and then why you'd like to serve on the Business Development Commission.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. My name is Fred Warner, Jr. I'm up for the Oregon Business Development Commission. I've been a county commissioner for 11 years. I'm the commission chair in Baker County. I've served on our Baker County Economic Development Commission, and I'm chair of the Training and Employment Consortium in Northeast Oregon. I think I would be able to bring an Eastern Oregon perspective to the Oregon Business Commission. Economic development is a very important thing in Eastern Oregon, and we have unique challenges, and I think I could help the commission focus on community development and job creation in Oregon. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Where did you say you were from in Eastern Oregon again?
Baker City.
Great. Well, yeah. And especially
City,
thank
Baker
you
County.
For your willingness to travel to meetings. That's very important.
I know the road.
Okay. Any questions?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close that public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Catherine Logan to the Employment Relations Board. Members, this is a reappointment, I believe.
Correct.
And I think you know the drill.
I do. Good morning, Senator Rosenbaum and members of the committee. This is correct. I'm up for reappointment to the board. I was initially appointed approximately a year ago, March 1st of last year, and became board chair on January 7th of this year. Just briefly, when I came before you over a year ago, I told you how important it was for ERB as a functioning agency for the labor relations processes. Since that time, we've been working very hard to clear up the backlog of orders and issue both recommended and final orders in a timely manner. Briefly, in fiscal year 12, the ALJs took an average of 211 days to issue recommended order. The average time for this fiscal year up to this date has been reduced to 152 days, almost 2 months less. We're still working on that. Additionally, the time has been reduced for issuing final orders, which is from oral argument until the issuance. Last fiscal year was an average of 132 days. That's been dropped to 66 days. Finally, from initial filing to when the order comes out, fiscal year 12 was 575 days. I hate to even say that. We're up to 334 days now, and again, dropping it. That's about a 42% reduction. I certainly don't take credit for this. 13 people of the agency have been working very hard to achieve these results, even as we've had two new board members since I was initially appointed, a new mediator, a new state conciliator, and a new administrative specialist. We continue to have some vacancy issues. We have an ALJ leaving as of July 1st and one probably leaving as of the end of the year. I would like to retain my position on the board to keep this process going, to help the new ALJs get the training they need to go forward and to have this agency keep and get up to speed with our processes and cases. Thank you for your time, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Well, thank you very much for your continued service on this important board. I know it has certainly been not the easiest time to serve because of the uncertainty about funding issues that arose in the last legislative session, so I'm glad to hear that things are on an even keel. And I just wanted to ask you to clarify again, you said you currently have some vacant positions, or you're anticipating vacancies coming up?
We will have an ALJ position effective July 1st, and we will probably have another one as of the end of December. At least by the end of December, we may have it earlier.
Anticipated retirements or moving on?
One is an individual who's leaving. He's already turned in his resignation and an anticipated retirement on December 31st.
Okay. Did we have any questions for Ms. Logan? Okay. Well, thanks again for steering the ship.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Steve Fritz to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning.
Good morning. Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, my name is Stephen Fritz, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself as a nominee for the State Hospital Advisory Board. The requirements of that position that I've been nominated for include that the person be a board-certified physician and that they be a member of a public employee bargaining unit. So I am a board-certified psychiatrist, and I'm also the president of Oregon Health Authority Physicians AFSCME Local 3327. I've been working at state hospitals in Oregon since 1990 when I went to work at Damish State Hospital. So I have a lot of experience in the state hospital environment. It's been my life's work, and I look forward to the opportunity to be of assistance to the advisory board.
Okay, well, we really appreciate your willingness to take this on. And you have not served on the advisory board previously, is that
No,
right?
I have not.
Any questions for Dr. Fritz? Okay, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Lissa McNeil to the Board of Naturopathic Medicine, and I think she's going to be joining us by phone. Good morning. Is this Dr. McNeil?
Hi, yes. Good morning, Madam Chair. Rosenbaum, is this who I'm speaking with?
Yes, good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I'm sitting here with our full complement of committee members, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Bruce Starr, Vice Chair Ted Farioli, and Senator Lee Beyer. And we would love to hear you say your name for the record and then tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Board of Naturopathic Medicine.
Okay, well, good morning, Madam Chair Rosenbaum and Senators and those in attendance. Hello, and it is my pleasure with speaking to speak with you today. I am Dr. Lisa McNeil. I am the nominee to the Board of Naturopathic Medicine. I've been practicing in Southern Oregon since 2006. I have a small medical practice in Medford, Oregon. And my interest in joining the board is to really just protect and educate the public in the practices of naturopathic medicine and to support the board in maintaining continued quality in the naturopathic profession here in Oregon. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking this on. Are there any questions for Dr. McNeil? Can't. Looks like you've answered them all. So thank you again for being willing to serve, and we'll let you get back to your duties.
Okay, well, thank you, Madam Chair Rosenbaum and Senators and those in attendance, and take care. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Keisha Norling and Robert Thompson to the Patient Safety Commission. And I believe Keisha Norling is here in person, and then we're going to be getting Robert Thompson on the phone. So please come forward, and we'll wait till we've got him too. Everything was going so smoothly. Oh, I understand that he's in a meeting, so they're interrupting him.
Which board is
this? This is the Patient Safety Commission. It's number, what, I'm trying to...
21.
21. Lucky 21. Which also happens to be my Senate district number. Which is nothing to do with anything, but we'll fill the dead air as we're waiting. Maybe we should we go ahead? Maybe
he's coming up right now.
Is he joining us?
Yep.
Hi, is this Robert Thompson?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Thanks for joining us, and we've just opened a public hearing on two appointments, yours and also Keisha Norling, who's here in person. So we're going to have her go ahead, and then we'll hear from you. So if you'll just bear with us for a moment, and I think you'll be able to hear Keisha testify. So hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Hello, Chair Rosenbaum and committee members. My name is Keisha Norling, and I'm from Portland, Oregon, District 18. I'm a registered nurse and healthcare administrator, and I've been in healthcare for 25 years, and specifically the ambulatory surgery center industry for 14 years. I have served at the state level as the president of the Oregon Ambulatory Surgery Center Association, and I am currently on the national board for the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association. I have worked with the Patient Safety Commission in the past as an ad hoc committee member for the Healthcare Acquired Infection Advisory Committee, and was also on the task force that created the Infection Control Toolkit for Ambulatory Surgery Centers. I think that my friends, family, peers, colleagues would tell you that I'm a high-energy, passionate workaholic. And I'm also that person in the room who's willing to tackle the difficult topics. And I guess that comes from working with surgeons in the operating room for 25 years. I think that the fact that I am both a clinician and an administrator allows me to see healthcare from both perspectives. I can see the importance of a healthcare process, but I can also see the challenges and the hurdles that it might cause on the clinical side, and I'm able to analyze and troubleshoot those because of both perspectives. The Oregon Patient Safety Commission is based on four principles: promoting safety, empowering patients, reducing harm, and promoting quality. And I have implemented those principles in my healthcare career, and I look forward to assisting the Oregon Patient Safety Commission with their mission. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on. I know, having spoken to you before, that you're very busy both in your professional duties and other volunteer positions. And so I think we'll hold questions till we've heard from both of you. And Mr. Thompson, if you'd like to introduce yourself for the record and tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Patient Safety Commission, that would be great.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Robert Thompson. I live in Medford, Oregon. I do work for Asante Health System, which has a 9-county region, so more than Medford, Oregon from that perspective. Appreciate the opportunity to address the committee. I'm excited about being a nominee for the Patient Safety Commission. Here at Asante, we are pretty proud of our quality and the patient safety that we provide, but we do know that we're not safe enough. And my passion through the years working with physicians and being a physician is one of patient safety. The Hippocratic Oath talks about at first do no harm, and I must say that in healthcare we've not fulfilled that promise as of yet, so we have a lot of work to do. I think that my experience, as you can see from the documentation I presented, shows a long history of a focus on quality and patient safety. I think that physicians, and I firmly believe that physicians need to help lead this effort since we drive so much of healthcare. I think that this commission is doing a great job. We were proud to receive the Large Hospital Award from the commission last year for our reporting. And certainly we want to have both of our hospitals winning that award next year. So we're strongly working on that. Here to answer any questions that you may have, and I appreciate this opportunity.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both for being willing to serve on the Patient Safety Commission. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any, so thank you both. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and Dr. Thompson will let you get about your duties.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks again. And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Angel Baez to the Oregon Racing Commission, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning, and thank you for waiting so patiently.
Good morning, Senator Rosenbaum.
Please go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Angel Baez, and I am from Mexico, and I was born. I'm on horses, and I love them, and I'm willing to work to see if I can better the sport for the state.
Great, thank you. Do you work with horses in a professional capacity?
No, I just own horses and love them. I'm also, the owner of Los Valles Mexican restaurant.
Great.
We've been here for 40 years.
Great. Well, we've certainly, experienced the quality of your cuisine.
Enjoyed eating at your restaurant.
I suppose we could ask you who you picked to win the Belmont Stakes to see if you're really qualified for this position.
I got it.
Okay, any questions? Okay, thanks again for being willing to serve on the Racing Commission.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Rebai Tamarhulet to the Residential and Manufactured Structures Board. Good morning. Thank you for waiting so patiently. And please go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Madam Chair, Senators, my name is Rebai Tamarhulet. I am the building official for our capital city, Salem. I appreciate the opportunity to address you. I am licensed civil and structural engineer, and I am also licensed as a plan examiner, inspector, and building official. I practiced engineering in Oregon and Washington and overseas since 1990. Since June 1994, I worked for the State of Building Codes Division and the City of Salem. My role is to administer the state building codes and to assist our stakeholder to gain compliance. My interest is to develop a code that is easy to understand, practical, safe, and affordable. I hold an engineer degree from the University of Constantine, Algeria, and a Master of Science in Civil Engineering from University of Washington. I am a Husky, but I love my ducks and my beavers. Thank you.
Great. I think you've got all your bases covered. Thanks a lot. Did we have any questions for this appointee? Okay. Well, thank you again for your willingness to serve, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Tony Garber to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board. If you'd like to come forward. I think that is one of our longer names of a board. I always love saying polysomnographic, and I always have to ask people to tell me again what that is. Please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chairman Rosenbaum. Distinguished Senators, my name is Tony Garberg. I am the Manager of Respiratory Care and Pulmonary Services at Good Shepherd Medical Center in Hermiston, Oregon. I've been there for 13 years. I work with almost all areas of respiratory care. I have served the Oregon Society of Respiratory Care as the Eastern Region Director, President-elect, President, and PAC team member over the last 6 years. I've also served as an expert witness to the OHLA and adding the polysomnography portion to the Respiratory Therapy Polysomnography Board. And I look forward to the opportunity as a nominee to serve the board.
Great. Well, we appreciate your willingness to serve. And polysomnographic has to do with sleep.
Yes.
So it's basically the science of helping people sleep better?
Yes, it's sleep studies.
Great. Okay, any questions? Anybody need tips on getting a good night's sleep? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you, and we'll
thanks
be acting on your appointment
making a trip over
at the close of today's
meeting.
Right, definitely. Okay, I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the reappointment of Betsy Chase to the State Board of Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, if you'd like to come forward. Oh, it's not a reappointment. Not a reappointment. The appointment. A capable committee administrator, Erin Seiler, does double duty on this committee and another extremely busy House Rules Committee. So.
Thank you, and good morning, Chair Rosenbaum.
Welcome.
And Senators. My name is Betsy Chase, and I live in Wheeler, Oregon, which is Senate District 16 and House District 32. And like a previous nominee, I can say I'm not a native Oregonian. I've been in Oregon about 8 years, and Oregon's been very good to me, so serving on this board is an opportunity for me to give back in some way. I am nominated for one of two public seats on the board, so I'm a non-practitioner. And the role of this board, briefly, is to oversee the licensing and regulating of speech-language pathologists, their assistants, and also audiologists. And because 50% to 60% of the licensees are employed in education, my background as a public school administrator for over 20 years gives me some perspective on the role in schools and the context in providing those special services. I've also had a number of years' experience in other agencies in the healthcare area and also government. I have a lot of years in organizational development types of roles within these organizations and believe that I can contribute to the effective operations of the board. And overall, again, I appreciate the opportunity to serve the public and appreciate the opportunity to be considered for this appointment. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve. It seems like I came across recently in an article, we've been dealing with some legislation pertaining to identifying concussions in young people, and I think I read a story in the paper that quoted a speech pathologist as one of the people who'd helped a young woman who had a very severe concussion be able to recover, and I hadn't realized that speech pathologists would be some of the therapy that you would need after a serious head injury, but apparently, and that makes sense, I guess, that working on speech issues would be part of a treatment plan. Have you had any experience with dealing with
concussions?
I have not,
but that also makes sense to me, and it's a pretty crucial role when you think about how important it is to communicate in our lives, work lives, and in family lives, so it is important to support the folks that are in this role.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve on this important board. Any questions? I don't see any, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thanks again.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of on the appointment of Kinsey Miller to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning, and thanks for waiting so patiently while you get to listen to all these interesting people.
Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum and board members. My name is Kinsey Miller, and I am nominated as the public member of the Tax Board. As a practicing psychotherapist, I work a lot with families and with the geriatric population and how that is going to change the view of Oregonians as more people become older, living on a fixed income, and people are living longer. So it will make some interesting changes for taxes.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on in addition to what I'm sure is a busy professional life.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Miller? Okay, thanks again, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Joseph Esmond to the TriMet Board, if you'd like to come forward.
Let the grilling begin.
Yes, I know. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Joe Esmond, living at 3558 Southwest Hume Street, Portland, Oregon, and serving as a business agent for the IBW for the past 10 years. I want to thank you for listening, for this, and thank the governor for having faith in my abilities to serve on TriMet. Quick history, I've been riding public transit since age 13. I'm a native of Philadelphia. There isn't any mass transit I haven't ridden in this country or in Europe. And I think I come from an ore industry. We just celebrated 100 years with my union and the contractors and working together for the good of the industry. So I hope to bring that perspective to the board of TriMet, which from reading the paper, they're in a pickle. So,
well, thank you for being willing to take on this position on the TriMet board. I particularly appreciate you bringing a perspective of a transit rider and somebody who comes from a union background, because I think you're right. This has been a challenging time for public transit generally, and
yes,
TriMet in particular has had some issues around both customer service and just the funding challenges. So.
Yes.
So any questions for Mr. Esmond, or we should call him Joe, because I think we know well enough to call you by your first name.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Senator Farrell.
I certainly intend to vote to confirm Mr. Esmond's appointment, but I just wanted to hear him acknowledge, and we spoke about this issue before the hearing, that TriMet has an unfunded actuarial accrued liability for medical benefits that is nearly 600% of its covered payroll. They're currently $816 million of unfunded liability for medical care, and that puts them as in the grand sweepstakes of Oregon, really in a class by itself. So TriMet leads the league in unfunded actuarial liability for medical liability, accrued medical liability at $816 million. So hope you know what you're getting into, Mr. Asman.
Madam Chair, if I may, you're never sure what you're getting into until you get there. But I've served on two health trusts at the city and the county, where over the years ago, where it wasn't as bad as far as the unfunded liability, but I know it affects not only the workers, the management, but also the public. I served on a pension fund in excess of $650 million, so I do know about unfunded liability. I'm aware of what I'm getting into, I believe, Senator.
Madam Chair, just to put this into perspective, there are probably three other transit districts that are that have medical liabilities that are unfunded equal to their total payroll for a year. There's one that is about 2.5 times of its unfunded total payroll for medical liability, but nobody approaches the 600% underwater mark that TriMet currently exhibits, and it is a serious liability, and I think the taxpayers and citizens served by TriMet should be asking, how in the world could we be six times the total payroll in debt for $816 million for unfunded liability? And at this moment, before confirmation, Mr. Asmund is responsible for none of that problem. The exits are clearly marked.
If you want to respond, you can, although I think you
very quickly,
did.
Madam Chair, Senator Ferrioli, I believe that I can help make TriMet a success.
I wish you well, Mr. Asmund.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Senator. Go ahead, Senator Starr.
So just not to pile on, but you do recognize that TriMet is obviously the state's largest transit organization.
Yes.
That serves, you know, all of the Portland metropolitan area, including the west side that I represent. And I just encourage you and your role there to ensure that the folks that are paying the bill, a significant part of the bill, get the kind of service that we need in order to provide options for the folks that work out in Western Washington County. You don't have to comment on that if you don't want to, but I'd be willing to hear something. You're not in a position necessarily to have any responsibility for that today, but as you join that board, recognize that the TriMet organization is funded primarily through a payroll tax. There's a lot of payroll tax that is paid from large employers on the west side of Portland, and quite honestly, from where I sit, where the businesses that I represent sit, they don't see the kind of service that we'd like to see. So,
Madam Chair, Senator Starr, I also live on the west side. I also worked for many years at a lot of those major manufacturers. All our contractors pay the payroll tax. When I moved to Portland many years ago, 40 years ago, you could drive downtown to Meyer and Frank, park the car, and go in and get a pair of socks. I know it's changed. It has changed, and everybody's going through the pangs of that, witnessing Clark County, mid-Clackamas. I will be attentive to you and show you have my phone number.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Starr. The only thing I would add is I think and I said this earlier, but I think you'll bring an important perspective, because clearly the drivers and mechanics at TriMet, but particularly the drivers, are the front line of TriMet, and for most people, that's probably the only TriMet employee they ever actually interact with. So I think bringing a perspective of balancing customer service, the budget, and the fact that we need to have good working conditions and people that show up for work every day and want to be there is extremely important, too.
Correct. And very quickly, Madam Chair, since this is running out of time, my humorous remark would be, I'm serving on TriMet in honor of my father, who was, he and I spent many years watching The Honeymooners.
Great. Okay, I think we'll let that be the last word. Thanks again. And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Stephanie Swanson to the Oregon Commission for Women. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting so patiently. Right.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Stephanie Swanson. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Commission for Women. I'll say I have lived in Oregon for 20 years, but this is the first time I have been nominated for a position, so I'm appropriately humbled and a little nervous and relieved that a lot of people have already gone. I'm a business owner. I have worked for 25 years in a variety of both public and private sector initiatives, strategic communication, public-private partnership, strategic planning, and I am interested in bringing that expertise to bear on the Commission for Women. I have been very fortunate in my career to have access to education, to great health care, wonderful spouse and children, network of mentors, colleagues, family, and friends, all of these resources that are not available to many women, and I am honored to be part of a commission that would like to bring leadership and advocacy to those issues for women in Oregon. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to take this on. What sort of business do you run?
Actually, I own two at the moment. I'm winding down one, and I've just launched another. The one that I'm launching, it's a small strategic communications firm that focuses primarily on public-private partnership development. I work a lot in sustainable industry, clean tech, council.
Great. Well, as a former member myself of the Commission for Women, I can assure you that you're in for an exciting and really important public service. This commission has been active through many, many years, and the executive director who's here with us today has done a great job of staffing and raising the profile of the Commission for Women and the other advocacy commissions.
Thank you. And in fact, I don't know if I broke the rules, but I've already been engaging in email with some of the other committee members. So I'm very excited to get to work, and it's a real honor. So thank you.
That's great. We encourage that. I don't think that breaks any rules. So. Did we have any questions for Ms. Swanson? I don't see any, so thank you. We'll be acting on your appointment
very
soon.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Jessica Gomez and Barbara Rodriguez to the State Workforce Investment Board. And I think we're going to be getting Jessica on the phone.
There you go.
Good morning. Is this Jessica Gomez?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We have been joined in person by the other appointee to the State Workforce Investment Board. So we're going to hear from her first, and then we'll ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and why you'd like to serve on the Workforce Investment Board. So hold on just a minute, and please go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Barbara Rodriguez, and I'm a nominee for the Oregon Workforce Investment Board. I bring to the board 15 years of HR experience and a lifetime of experience being an Oregonian, and I'll let each of you guess on your own how many years that will be. It's become very apparent, certainly through the Great Recession, that there's a skills gap that exists between the skills that the workforce has and the skills that employers are looking for, and I look forward to working with the board to figure out ways that we can close that gap and develop the skills of our workforce into the skills that our businesses in the state of Oregon need.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve. And Ms. Gomez, if you'd like to go ahead, say your name for the record, and then just tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Chair Rosenbaum, my name is Jessica Gomez. I'm from Medford, Oregon. Thank you. It's a great honor to speak with you this morning. I'm the founder and CEO of Rose Valley Microdevices, and I live in Medford, Oregon, so I have intimate knowledge of workforce issues. I've been involved quite a bit in our regional economic development initiative. In this past year, I spent some time working, participating in the 10-year budget process on the jobs and economy team, where we reviewed a lot of the workforce programs in the state. And it really gave me just a glimpse of how incredibly complex those systems are. And one of the skills that I think that I can bring to the board is the understanding of organizational structure and how to make incremental changes that over time really add up to better efficiency. I really feel like after reviewing those programs that we have an important opportunity to really add some value to our economy by implementing some small changes to workforce and getting that really robust.
Great. Well, we appreciate your willingness to serve on the Workforce Investment Board, both of you. Did we have any questions? Okay, I don't see any. I can assure you, though, there are two legislative members, one from the House, one from the Senate, and I've been lucky enough to be the Senate representative for the last few years, and it certainly is a challenging time and an exciting time because I think we're seeing major changes led by the governor's office in the way we operate our workforce programs, and also it's clear that we have sort of a situation where we don't have enough people qualified to do some jobs, but we still have far too many people that are out of work or entering the workforce without good guidance as to how to get the training they need to match the jobs of the future.
Yes.
So I think you'll be playing an important role, both of you, in shaping that future.
It's exciting.
Thank you again, and we'll be acting very soon on your appointments. And I'll close this public hearing. And last but not least, open a public hearing on the appointment of Sheriff Jason Myers to the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. And thank you, Sheriff Myers, for waiting so patiently.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Myers. I'm the Marion County Sheriff, and I'm here today as an employee for the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. Just a quick background on me. I've worked in law enforcement for nearly 23 years as a law enforcement deputy in my humble beginnings, and then a frontline supervisor, a middle manager, division commander, undersheriff, and now as sheriff. In my career, I've been responsible for law enforcement operations, corrections operations, and community corrections operations within my agency. Just a little bit about my leadership style. I and my office hold very dearly 8 foundational character traits which we believe are key to successful law enforcement agency. They are integrity, courage, diligence, humility, discipline, optimism, loyalty, and conviction. As an administrator of a fairly large law enforcement agency, I have vast experience in policy and setting and developing policy and procedure, and feel that my experience and knowledge as a public safety professional can benefit the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for Sheriff Myers? Okay, well, you're our last appointee, so we will be acting on your appointment at the close of this hearing.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being here. Okay, and I'll close the public hearing. And members, I have a lengthy motion to put before you. Is there any, we did not have any requests to separate any of these appointments from the others, and I don't see anybody jumping forward to do that now. So, okay, well, I'll open a work session and move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Charles Krakenberg to the Oregon Board of Accountancy. And Roger Graham. Charles Krakenberg and Roger Graham to the Oregon Board of Accountancy. Deneen Fry to the Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board. Julie Gray to the Oregon Commission on Black Affairs, Dan Carlson and William Kisselberg to the Building Code Structures Board, Gregory Semler and Fred Warner to the Oregon Business Development Commission, Lisa Kuzis to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Walt Bigelow to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Timothy Frew, Scott Hall, Michael Weaver, and James Totten to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Catherine Logan to the Employment Relations Board, Doug Crow and Dennis Ross to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Kenneth Montoya and Mary Kramer to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, John Haraldson and Judith Parker to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Joseph Lowe and Roxy Mayfield to the Home Care Commission, Stephen Fritz to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, Aubrey Dixon to the State Housing Council, Aaron Phelps to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Lisa McNeil to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine, Nicole Burnham and Nicole King Deering to the Nursing Home Administrators Board, Michelle Painter to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, Christina Meyerhoff to the Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Keisha Norling and Dr. Robert Thompson to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Kenneth Wells to the State Board of Pharmacy, Bennett Garner and Kate Lieber to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, Fran Furter, Patricia Bjorquist, and Devin Salinas to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Joseph Siebert, Jason Myers, Scott Stanton, Mike Wells to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Angel Baez to the Oregon Racing Commission, Richard Torgerson and Rabbi Tamara Hewlett to the Residential and Manufactured Structures Board, Tony Garberg to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Betsy Chase and Lindsay Dufus to the State Board of Speech Language Pathology and Audiology, Roji Goti to the Sustainability Board, Kinsey Miller to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, David Lohman to the Oregon Transportation Commission, Joe Esmond to the TriMet Board, Marla McGeorge to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Stephanie Swanson to the Oregon Commission for Women, and Jessica Gomez, Rosemary Pryor, and Barbara Rodriguez to the State Workforce Investment Board. And that is the motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion carries, and I will close the work session. And I think, members, this is the last batch of appointments we have, barring any unforeseen emergencies before sine die, which, of course, is coming imminently. And Senator Beyer, are you raising your hand to volunteer? I was going to volunteer to carry these.
No, I just wanted to make a comment.
Great. Okay, so I think the chair will carry these. I think it's my turn to do that. And I'll close the work session. And then, Senator Beyer, did you have a comment?
Just a comment. I mean, my compliments to the governor's office on the work on the panels that we've looked at during this session. I think there's an excellent group of citizens that stepped forward, and thanking to all of them. It's very impressive, the work you're doing.
Great. Thank you for that comment. It certainly is, as usual, an impressive group of nominees and appointees. And I also, again, want to thank Kendall Klassen, the governor's office executive appointments person, for finding such wonderful people throughout our state with such geographic diversity and such an impressive group of people. Okay, members, I wanted to mention one more thing. We have been surveying your offices for your availability for a potential 3 p.m. hearing today. You might remember that we originally were scheduled to meet this afternoon jointly with House Rules for an informational hearing, and then that didn't happen, but we have a bill that was referred back to committee that we may be taking up. So I think if you have not already been contacted, just stay alert that we may be posting for a 3 p.m. today. Is there anybody that knows they're not available at 3 o'clock today for some reason?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Burdick?
I'm just looking at my calendar, and I've got a 3:30. Was that?
That probably wouldn't be a problem. So I think if we meet, we'd probably be done by 3:30. So.
No, I mean, I have rules on for 3:30.
Oh, you have our committee at 3:30?
Yeah.
Oh.
It showed up on my calendar.
We can just check. said something about food.
Oh, so it sounds like it might be later than 3 o'clock, and we'll be in touch with you unless Lori wants to come and say something.
Yeah, yeah. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I just got an email from Nikki, and she said maybe 4, so I guess
possibly 4
calling,
o'clock?
So I don't know the exact time.
Okay, so your staff knows more about your availability than you do
at this point. That's not surprising. That might be 3:30 then, I don't know
okay.
what they came up with.
So we'll confirm that as soon as we can, and with nothing further to come before us today, members were adjourned.